Masechet Eduyot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Here we'll talk about a Kana'ani slave who was owned by two partners, 50-50 by each one of them, and then one of them freed them. So he's now half a slave and half a free man, a ben horin. Says the Mishnah, Mi shechatzio eved vechatzio ben horin, ovedet rabo yom echad veedatzmo yom echad divrei Bet Hillel. Someone who's half a slave and half a free man, he works one day for his master, and then one day for himself. The money that he gets for his own day of work, he keeps, and the money he generates when he's working that one day for his master, he gives to his master. That's the opinion of Bet Hillel. Amru lahem Bet Shammai, tikantem et rabo v'tatzmo, lo tikantem, says Bet Shammai to Bet Hillel. With this setup that you just made, you handled for his master. You fixed his master's problem of how to get productivity, how to get money out of the slave. But what about him? You didn't solve anything for the slave himself. He's stuck in a very sticky, tricky situation. Lisa shivha eno yachol. He can't marry a regular Kanani slave woman because half of him is free. And therefore, half of him has the laws of a regular Jew, and a regular Jew is not allowed to marry a shivha kna'anit, a non-Jewish slave woman. But horin eno yachol, he's not allowed to marry a regular free Jewish girl as well, because half of him is a slave, and a regular Jewish woman is not allowed to marry a slave. Libatel v'halo, lo nivra ha'olam, ela lepilya v'divya. Should he give up on marriage altogether and not have any children? The whole world was created only for the purpose that people have children and that we would populate the world. Like the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Shine'emar, lo tohu bera'ah lashevet yesara. Hashem didn't create the world to be deserted. He created it in order for it to be inhabited. So Hashem's plan was for people to have kids. So therefore we have to find a way to let the half slave marry and have children. So Bet Shammai give a solution. So for the benefit of society, we want to make the slave have the option to have children and get married. So we force his master to free him, to let him go, to make him a full free man so that he can marry now a free Jewish woman. And to compensate the master who owned 50% of him, we make the slave write an IOU that obligates him to pay his master for half of his value. When the freed slave eventually makes that money, he would then have to pay the master who let him go for free. Hazru Bet Hillel lehorot ke Bet Shammai. When that happened, Bet Hillel retracted their original ruling and they held like Bet Shammai that a person has to free that slave and let him go fully free and allow him to get married.